The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. A late tip-off tonight, going to be around 8:30 when we get things started between Sylacauga and the Briarwood Lions. Head coach Joel Jones will lead his Aggies into this one with a 15-2 record overall, 1-0 in the area against the rival Lions, who have dropped back down to 5A this year after a couple years in 6A. They're 14-6, also 1-0 in the area after knocking off Shelby County on Tuesday. A big-time matchup going back to Tuesday. The Aggies knocked off Clay Central 51-44 in a big area matchup against those rival Volunteers. It's Jeremy Law, Tom Osborne with you courtside here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Tom, I know maybe the listener, I know who you are. A lot of people do. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're the CFO here at the school system, but I know you're a basketball junkie.
That's right. Right, buddy, that's right. 20 years coaching in Illinois, both on the girls' side and the guys' side, from elementary all the way to college level. So basketball is in my blood. It's what got me into education, and being in the gym is just something I have passion for, buddy.
Well, you haven't missed many games, I tell you. We're lucky to have you here in Sylacauga. Great to have you here on the broadcast tonight. I know you've been following this team all year. Pretty good ball club for the Aggies. Two losses on the year, one against 6A Carver. Well, two losses, both to 6A schools. Carver, Montgomery, Thanksgiving tournament, and the last game before Christmas on the road at Benjamin Russell. Maybe a different animal here tonight. Briarwood, a very good basketball team. Maybe a little bit better than a 14-6 record. They had two really big guys that you have to do with. Number 24, Braden Robertson, a senior, 6'7", 205, and it's not just him. Garrett Witherington, man, he's a unit, as Alex Baldwin said in the girls' game, 6'5", 230. The Aggies are going to have to play big in the paint tonight.
Without a doubt. But one of the things that's really stuck out to me so far this year is how hard our guys play. No matter what the other team's doing, no matter how well we're doing offensively or defensively, you can always expect the Aggies to bring it, right? And I think that that's what they're going to hang their hat on tonight. They're going to be outsized in the paint. I'm not sure about the guard aspect. I think we'll be able to hold our own. I think we're going to outwork them tonight.
I know Coach Joel Jones, he always says, leave it on the floor. You know that's what's going to happen for the Aggies. You're going to see high energy. You're going to see tons of effort for the Aggies. And they always give you that on the defensive end, but I know he would like to see the Aggies shoot it a little bit better than they did on Tuesday. Listen, they got out to a 40-20 lead with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It ended up being a seven-point ball game. It probably could have been a little closer. He wants to see his guys finish, and he wants to see his guys shoot it slightly better from outside the arc.
That's for sure. And we've had other games this year that we've kind of struggled putting the ball in the hole from the perimeter, right? And it kind of goes back to what I was just saying. I think we're going to outwork them, but obviously if we can knock down some outside shots, it's going to allow us, if we get a lead, to keep that lead.
We were talking about Aiden Crow during the girls' game preview in this one. He's played some big-time basketball. Maybe a more slender big guy, if you will, for the Aggies. But against Sedarian Morgan, an NFL wide receiver prospect against Ben Russell, he held his own in this one. He's going to have his hands full tonight.
Absolutely. You know, on the offensive end, he likes to stay on the perimeter a little bit more than I'd like a big guy. But on the defensive end, I think he's going to do, like you said, he's going to hold his own like he did against the big guys in Benjamin Russell. So I expect he's going to have a big game for us inside. Control the paint a little bit on the defensive end and on the glass for us to stay competitive.
Time for the Toyota of Sylacauga. Keys to the game quickly, Tom, before we take our last break before tip-off. What are the keys to the game tonight?
I tell you what, for us, it's going to have to be rebounding. I'm the big rebounding guy. I think they're going to have ebbs and flows in the perimeter and on the inside. But I think if we out-rebound them, and I think the second key is we are going to have to knock down some perimeter shots. We're not going to be able to attack their bigs all night long. We're going to have to knock down some perimeter shots. So, and as long as we continue to be who we are and not try to be something else, I think we'll be all right. So rebounding, right, knocking down shots, and stay true to our identity.
All right, those are your Toyota Silicaga keys to the game, and that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. We'll be back in 4 minutes with Tip-Off and the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineup. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Silicaga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Silicaga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
The holidays are quickly approaching. That means only one thing. It's time to buy a new car. Hey guys, it's Michael here for Toyota of Silicaga. Hey, if you have a little extra money in your pocket right now, it's the time to be looking for year-end model savings at Toyota of Silicaga, where they're worth the drive and they will prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com. Check out their inventory, both new and used. And if you don't see something on the lot, don't let that deter you. They will find what you're looking for. Trust me, I have been there and done that. Chris Kane and the crew will treat you like family. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Silicaga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
This is Silicaga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Silicaga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Silicaga, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Silicaga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Silicaga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Area matchup number two on the season as Sylacauga is ready to take on the Briarwood Lions here tonight. 51-44 win Tuesday night over Clay Central. Trying to get another area and rivalry matchup win this week. Tonight against the Briarwood Lions, Coach Joel Jones and his Aggies 15-2 on the year. Briarwood 14-6 as we're getting ready for your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups. And now let's turn it over to public address announcer, Brent Apsley.
Starting it off with an outstanding 5'9", a junior wearing number one, playing guard, Drew Beard. And a junior standing 5'10", playing guard, number two, Elijah Thompson. And a forward, who's a senior standing 6', wearing number three, Elijah Stillings. And a forward, sophomore standing 6'2", wearing number 22, Samuel Cadali. And the junior standing 6'5", playing center, number 34, Garrett Wellington. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the starting lineup for your Briarwood Lions. And now for our Aggies, starting guard, standing 5'11", our senior, number 0, Jake Robinson. And 6'7", a senior playing power forward, number one, Nate Crow. And standing 5'11", a junior playing forward, number four, Eric O'Neill. And 6', a junior playing guard, number five, C.J. Franklin. And the forward, our junior, standing 6', wearing number 13,
those are your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups for the Briarwood Lions. Mears, Thompson, Stubbs, Canal, and Witherington. And for the good guys tonight, the Aggies, Roberson, Crow, O'Neill, Franklin, and Josh Spear. Going to have a couple 6' or taller guys on the floor, sometimes three for Briarwood as Canal gets a start over Robertson. And Garrett Witherington, 6'5", 230. Aggies in white, trimmed in black numbers. They'll go right to left here to start the first half. Briarwood in navy blue, trimmed in white and gold. They'll go left to right. If you're listening on radio, live video available on the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel and Facebook Live. As the referee steps in the circle, tap controlled by Briarwood. They'll get it first. As the sharpshooter Drew Mears dribbles it into the front court, hands it off to Stubbs, who cuts across the floor right to left, skip pass underneath. Here we go. Mears with a reverse layup, gets behind the Aggie defense, and the Lions on the board first. Spear kicks it into the corner. O'Neill for three, leaves it short, and a long rebound into the hands of Canal. Jordan Roberson able to tap a pass out of bounds. Briarwood, Tom plays very similar to Chelsea. A lot of backdoor cuts. They're going to move the basketball. You got to stay disciplined.
Absolutely. Attack the baseline really well there. Help side's got to beware.
Thompson with it. Over to Stubbs. Mears makes the catch in between the circles. The crossover move on Roberson. The Aggies got him across the hands. Oh, but they'll call a travel on Mears. And the Aggies will get it back. Boy, Mears very fast. You have to respect the three ball there. Try to attack the paint, but shuffle the feet. 7:10 to go, first quarter. CJ kicks it off to Roberson. 22 feet from the bucket, left wing. Dribbles in between the rings. Now Aiden Crow, left side of the floor. Crow looks over at Coach Joel Jones. Gets pushed into the backcourt. Then a backcourt violation.
I think they're going to talk about this one. Ball got tipped by the defender. Tough break for the Aggies.
So the call is they did touch it, but it still went off of Sylacauga before it goes into the backcourt. Mears inside. Witherington knocked away by Aiden Crow. Front court, Roberson makes the catch near the sideline in front of the scoring table. Roberson, overhead pass. Crow going to go to work down low. He'll spin, he'll shoot. He'll miss the bunny underneath. Aggie's got a good look. This one you'll take. Mears takes a high screen. Stubbs right wing. Cut off by O'Neill. They'll go to Witherington down low. The inside out game. Stubbs skip pass inside. Now Witherington kicking it off to Mears. Mears accelerates to the left elbow. Kicking it into the corner for three. No good. It was Thompson with a miss and a good closeout by the Aggies.
Great rebound by O'Neill on the weak side.
Eric inside. Crow this time off
finish.
The window and in. And one. He gets the whistle. Crow has tied it up at two. And he'll go to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line for one more.
Tell you what, the defensive help side is doing a great job of rotating over and being aware of where Witherington's at tonight.
And you could tell in that first Briarwood possession, that's something the Aggies saw on film study all week. And Briarwood still got it over on him. Coach Jones wasn't happy about it, and Crow converts at the free throw line. Perfect at the stripe the other night on Tuesday was Crow's. They've trapped the basketball in the corner. Mears able to take a pass, and then Mears walked again. Mears walked for the second time in this one.
That full court pressure could be an asset for us tonight, Coach.
Drew Mears' dad, Jeremy Mears, is the head coach who took over for the legendary Bobby Curley. Franklin attacking, foul, and one, C.J. Franklin finishing at the rack. What can you do about that?
Tell you what, that's tough to stop. He was downhill the whole way.
No, this is a place maybe if C.J. has struggled anywhere, it's been at the free throw line, and he misses that one. 5-2 Aggies. Backcourt trap. They broke it. Inside Stubbs. Layup good. O'Neill went for the block and got his hand caught in the net. Briarwood within one, 5-4. C.J. has it now back from Roberson at the top. Spear, right elbow. They'll come and get it from behind now with C.J. He'll race ahead again. It's going to be O'Neill in the corner. Picked up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Franklin with it now tucked away in the corner. It's Crow. He'll try to get around Witherington. He does. He left it short with the left hand. The putback from Spear, no good. They're fighting for it. And C.J. comes up with an offensive board. Cross court, Roberson. Blows past the defense. Good shot, Jordan. Oh, should have been a foul call. Didn't get it, and he missed the shot. Mears, tough shot on the other end. The good hustle from Eric O'Neill to get back on defense. Josh Spear going to attack Witherington. Good move. Kickoff. O'Neill, the runner, too strong. And the rebound down on the floor picked up by Mears. They'll go the other way in a one-on-three. Mears pulls it up. A three right wing up. It's an air ball right into the hands of Witherington, who got the shot to go, and a foul on Aiden Crow.
We're a little bit block happy right now. We're leaving our feet quite a bit on the defensive end. I think we've got to stay down. Keep him in front. We're doing a good job against the 2-3 zone on the rebounding side of things, but offensively, we've got to have a little bit more movement, a little more action.
6-5 Briarwood, Witherington at the strike. Misses the free throw, rebound controlled by Josh Spear. CJ to Spear for three. Josh left it short. And you're already seeing Witherington going to be very active on both ends of the floor. Able to get that rebound. Now he has it just inside of the paint. Stubbs driving on the screen and roll. Fouled and one again for Witherington. See who they get this one on. They got it on Jordan Roberson. That high screen and roll is the bread and butter for Briarwood. Witherington missed his first free throw, shakes that one in, and it's 9-5.
And checking in for the Briarwood Lions is going to be number 24.
Going to get Witherington a little break here with the move Robertson in the game.
6'7", 205, Robertson.
Extended the zone out a little bit here. See if we can attack some gaps.
They play it so disciplined. Tough to get inside. Here's Eric O'Neill, left wing. Pass was deflected. He'll get it back. He'll skip it to CJ for three. Franklin, too. too strong off the back iron. Offensive rebound from the smallest player on the floor in Jordan Roberson. The Aggies will reset. Cross-court feed to CJ. Inside to Josh, who took a very contested little push-up floater from about 6 feet as Tristan Whetstone set the check in at the next horn.
I tell you, we're getting after the glass. We just got to knock down a shot.
Stubbs went to the floor with it, and he walked. So here comes Tristan. He'll come in for Josh Spear.
Action's fast and furious. Not a lot of points, but there's a lot of action tonight.
9-5. Aggies were up 5-2 at one point. It's a 7-0 Briarwood run. Here's Jordan, no-look feed. Whetstone, who just checked in, stops the scoring drought. The Aggies back within two.
That was great execution on the offensive end. Sliding the lane line, dishing it to him.
Robertson made the catch inside. Good cutoff by Crow, and then you'll get a hand check foul on C.J. Franklin. Not a lot of contact, but extended the arms as Thompson pushed his way to the bucket.
13 foul for the Aggies. Checking in for the Lions is going to be number 5. It's Charlie Harper.
All right, they're going pretty deep. This is number 9. 9 guys have played for Briarwood already.
Tough shot for Johnson just inside of the arc. It's 11-7. You know, you play that style, you need a lot of bodies the way that they run the floor.
Absolutely. The intensity they play with.
That's part of the chess match. The Aggies are going to play 7 or 8. Briarwood's going to play 9 or 10. O'Neal driving, kicking. Crow open for 3.
Good.
And 1 from the corner. And a chance to tie for Crow. You know, you mentioned he plays a little more outside than a lot of big guys, but boy, he can really stroke it.
Absolutely. He finds that corner regularly, and he seems to really like that shot, so I count on him to make a couple of those each game.
Crow at the free throw line. Aggies down by 1. Crow trying to tie it up. Missed the free throw. And an offensive rebound by Franklin. CJ was stripped, and they'll get a foul. A reach called, and CJ was trying to make his way to the rack.
I tell you, they're getting after the glass tonight.
This is the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. It'll be Jordan Roberson, baseline left. Bucket was 2 is right. Inbounded to Crow, back to Jordan. He'll attack, he'll stop, he'll float, he'll bury the jumper.
Tack the paint, tack the gaps against that defense.
Both of these teams score in bunches. The Aggies were just down by 7. Now they lead it 12-11.
It's going to be games of run.
Mears, no-look feed in the corner. It was poked away by O'Neal, but right into the hands of Briarwood, and they'll attack and score with Robertson. That's what he can do well.
Absolutely. He didn't hesitate. Got the ball on the elbow and took it right to the glass.
Whetstone makes the catch. Free throw line. Has to give it back off. He does.
Back against 2-3 zone. Little 1-3-1 with Crow in the corners.
Roberson to CJ. Trying to get it to Crow, but we had it tapped away. Thompson going to run on the other side. Attacking left side. Leaves the floater short. Boy, airballed it. And it's Eric O'Neal with the rebound. Aggie's going to go in transition. Eric down the lane. Had it blocked from behind, but they'll bail him out with a foul. And Eric going to the stripe.
Attack the glass. Rebound. Defend. This is what basketball is like. And there's two quality teams getting after it, getting up and down the floor, playing their style of play. And I tell you, this is fun to watch, folks.
You know, Briarwood coming back down from 6A, they always, when they move back down to 5A, as O'Neal missed the first, the Aggies have missed 2 free throws, they always have their eye on an Elite Eight style of run when they move back down to 5A. It's been a few years since they've been here, but Siliconca also thinks that they have a Elite Eight Final Four caliber ball club.
Minute and a half left here. We've got to finish the quarter hard.
13-12. Eric misses a bucket. That's very rare for Eric O'Neal to come up empty from the free throw line. 5 fouls on Briarwood, 3 on the Aggies. So the Aggies in the bonus the rest of the half. Mears rises and fires a 3. Missed it, but an offensive board. Aggies wanted to travel. Briarwood driving inside, lost it, but they threw it to a guy that's out of bounds. That was Torrey Smith.
That aggressive man-to-man is really speeding Briarwood up just a little bit. Briarwood extending their defense here a little bit. Still in 2-3 zone. Aggies pass half court.
Patterson is checked in. Here's Corbin driving, stopping. Made his way through the paint to C.J. Franklin, who's been a little quiet so far outside of an and-one was C.J. Roberson was stripped of the ball. They'll get him with a walk?
I'm not sure.
I mean, he went out with it. He didn't come back down with possession.
50 seconds left in the quarter. Aggies in man-to-man.
Trailing by one. Robertson makes the catch inside of the arc. Canal had it, and then they threw it away. Here's Jordan attacking the left side. Roberson, lefty layup, good. Back up 14-13. Defense into offense.
The
more fast break points.
The help side's doing a great job this evening. Over and back. No pressure. Over and back. Aggies benefit this. 24 seconds left. Up by one. Again, extended defense here for the Briarwood.
I think the Aggies caught a break there. Jeremy Mears didn't like the call.
Might have been a balance off that turnover from.
Yeah, he's holding for the final shot. It's Roberson left wing with six, with five. Roberson going to drive in. He'll stop. He'll kick. Crow's got to get a shot up. He does. At the buzzer, no good. And the Aggies will go to the second quarter with a one-point lead. We've played 8 minutes, 14-13. Aggies up by one as we go to the second quarter. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
It's Michael Brandon here from Radio Alabama. You know, we do the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards every year, and consistently, Toyota of Sylacauga has won the best place to buy a new car for several years running, and also the best car salesperson with Alice Ricks. So there's a reason why that they are voted the best every year. Find out for yourself. Head over to Toyota of Sylacauga on Highway 280 and see what it's all about. And check out their inventory online anytime at toyotaofsylacauga.com. They're worth the drive, and they'll prove it.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. CJ takes a high screen. He's fouled by Robertson to start this second quarter. Good guys lead at 14-13. Tom, what'd you like, what'd you not like about the first 8 minutes?
Well, I'll tell you what, we got after the glass, right? We did a great job defensively. I think we only gave up 2 offensive rebounds. We let them get a couple things going. But really, for us, I think the best part of what we're doing is we're attacking the glass, we're rebounding. We didn't shoot the ball real well, but the shots are going to fall. I call it the law of large numbers.
CJ went in, forced a tough shot. Rebound was down on the deck. Robertson swinging those elbows. It's going to be their basketball.
I can tell you, I would not want to get hit by one of those elbows.
6'7", so they lose 2 inches. Excuse me, they gain 2 inches, but lose 25 pounds when Witherington comes off and Robertson comes in. So you're kind of pick of the litter.
Here we are, Aggies picking up half court, man-to-man.
As Briarwood threw it away.
Nice little action. They're trying to get a little pin to get the big guy rolling to the hoop, but the Aggies are doing a good job of bumping the cutter and then stepping in the way on the weak side. Offensively, getting ready to attack the 2-3 zone again.
Roberson wants a three and rattles it home. 17-13 Aggies.
Aggies pick up. Hard-nosed man-to-man.
Mears.
found Smith, and he attacked, and they got a foul on Sylacauga on the drive.
Action there was a little bit tougher. It looked almost like we were playing five individuals instead of playing good team defense man-to-man in that section. Briarwood's really quick with the ball. Their guards can attack either direction, getting after it.
First free throw good.
Now back on the floor for the Lions will be number three, Elijah Stokes. Also number 34, Garrett.
Witherington checks back into the game, so the big guy's back in for the Lions. Second free throw. Up and good. 17-15. Aggies by two. 7 minutes left in the second.
Roberson, who just hit the three, takes it across the timeline. It's C.J. Franklin. Back cross court, Jordan. Thought about a three, instead pulls it down. Tough pass over to Corbin Patterson as Coach Joel Jones didn't like the no-look feed. Corbin driving, kicking. Whetstone couldn't handle the pass, but he gets it off to Roberson for three, and Jordan hits another!
Great execution. Drive, attack the gap, kick it out when the defender helps. If the defender doesn't help, we continue on for the layup. Great execution by the Aggies.
Shot missed down on the other side. Roberson going to run it ahead. Jordan has got the last six for the Aggies. Got hit from behind, but he still finishes. Eight in a row for Roberson.
Attack, attack, attack. It's been the mantra for the Aggies.
Jordan's been a little cold since Christmas, but he's getting things going tonight. 6:06 to go, second quarter, 22-15 Aggies. Mears, mid-range, front of the rim. Bounced off, down to the floor they went. Witherington blocked by Crow, but they'll bail him out with a cheap whistle.
The problem here is we gave up three offensive rebounds. If we don't give up the offensive rebounds, then we're going the other direction. Can't put ourselves in that position.
That one's tough for the Aggies.
Witherington at the line, shooting two. First one's up and good. 22-16, Aggies up by six, 5:55 left in the second quarter. Witherington on the line, shooting second.
22-16.
And it's good. 22-17. Briarwood's extended their defense a little bit past half court. Still in the zone look here. Aggies matched up, 2-3 against a 2-3 flat. Getting the ball into the block.
Tristan working with his back to the bucket. Feeds it off to C.J. far side of the floor. C.J. back to Jordan with 5:30 in county second quarter. Jordan trying to get around Mears. He does. He'll step through. He'll lay it up. Tough miss, but a put back by Whetstone. The miss forced Witherington away from the bucket, and Whetstone was underneath.
Jordan attacks, drew the defense, left it open for us to get a rebound, put back.
Mears on the other end, tough finish with the left hand. That's what Drew Mears can do. A guy that you can't let heat up.
Lions have extended their defense past the half court. Again.
Patterson wants a three. It's short. Rebound. CJ got hit from behind, but the ball out of bounds. They'll say it's out on Briarwood.
Another rebound for the Aggies on the offensive end. We continue to hit the glass. Good things happen.
The Aggies are also waiting on Corbin Patterson to get back to where he was before Christmas break. CJ trying to get it in. He does. He finds Harold deep in the backcourt. It's Gabe now across the timeline. Runner for Gabe. Not a shot Coach Jones is going to like. Mears bobbing, weaving, stopping, kicking. Stubbs head fake and went off the shoe of Tristan Whetstone. Lucky not to get a kickball. Now Stubbs fires a three and hits it.
24-22. Corbin zone.
Got fouled, and Corbin will go to the free throw line for two.
Attack the big guy. Make him make a decision.
That'll be his second personal foul. It'll be the second team foul for the Lions.
24-22. Two fouls on Briarwood here in the third period. Three on the Aggies.
It's also the second on Witherington. Looks like he's going to get subbed out, make sure he doesn't get that third foul before halftime. Could be an opportunity for the Aggies to continue to attack.
We apologize for the Facebook audience. For some reason, it didn't fire off on there, but we're live now, but we did have 100 or so already watching on YouTube. Thanks for finding us there. That's the best way to watch on your smart device, your TV or your computers on YouTube in your living room. 26-22. Aggies playing some good ball here in the second quarter, midway through the second. Mears, no-look feed into the corner. Stubbs wants another three. This time he airballs it. Robertson back in with the rebound there as he throws it backcourt, and this will be Aggie basketball.
Continue to attack. That's going to be our bread and butter. If we can attack and make the defender make a decision, and then we can either kick out or finish to the goal, we're going to be good.
They got Jones tipping that out of bounds. Nearly a turnover for the Aggies as we were looking for Patterson. He'll put it in front of the Aggie bench. You're going to see a little pressure in the backcourt for Briarwood. Gabe Harrell again in for the Aggies. Gives you some good minutes at backup point guard. CJ going up, had a shot blocked. It was Robertson with the block, but then they were out of bounds with the rebound. It was Jones again on the baseline. Well, CJ went way up. CJ is 6 foot. Going to be tough to go up against Robertson. Crow driving the baseline. Couldn't get it around the length of Robertson. Makes another big play. Mears on the run at the bucket. Got it around Patterson. And it's 26-24.
He's tough. Loves to attack the rim.
Underneath it, Spear. Went to the floor. Robertson kicked it in between his legs. That's going to bail the Aggies out.
O'Neal back into the game here for Harrell. The Lions have been playing man-to-man out of bounds underneath, so anxious to see a little more action here.
Briarwood again making it difficult for Silicaga.
They're doing a really good job defensively on any inbounds action, making sure that we're not getting lazy with the pass.
CJ gets it into O'Neal. Over to Corbin. Corbin driving, stopping, shooting, back iron, tough hop, no good. Spear with the rebound, put back, no good. But Spear going to the stripe, got fouled from behind. And this is where the Aggies need to execute against a good ball club.
We are absolutely owning the glass. That's what's keeping us in the lead right now. We're not shooting well, but you don't have to if you're picking up other aspects of the game.
I know Coach Jones wants to see us shoot well right here. And that's from the free throw line as Josh misses the first.
Struggling a little bit from the line. See if we can get back on track right here. Let's get Josh to knock this one down. Aggies up 2, 3:16 left in the second quarter.
Spear's second is good, leading about 3 now, 27-24.
Aggies traditionally picking up in that half court, man-to-man, hard nose.
Mears got away with a push off, a little shove with the right arm. Now Jones back to the bucket. It's going to be Thompson, 22 feet from the rim. He was stuck, gave it off to Robertson. They got away with a walk. As Thompson now stolen away, CJ, a run to the rim. Franklin, layup, no foul. Yes, two free throws coming our way. Yeah, thought they got away with a walk.
Absolutely.
But maybe better. C.J. Franklin at the stripe. That'll be his second personal foul. That'll be the rule of team. Hey, give me a timeout. Hey, timeout. Coach Jones going to call a timeout and a good one because CJ missed that first free throw. Let's take one with him, Tom. 27-24. Aggies with a lead. 2:51 left before halftime.
Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area. Turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
After the timeout, it'll be C.J. Franklin at the stripe, Tom. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Aggies leading at 27-24. Really big to finish strong here as you go into the locker room.
Without a doubt. I think that if we can knock down some free throws here, put ourselves up five, and then maybe extend it or at least maintain that five-point lead heading into halftime would be a great aspect for us.
C.J. is 0-for-1, I believe, at the stripe. Misses that one. Well, if there's any place the Aggies could improve, listen, they're a pretty daggum good team, but they have just not shot the free throw well this year. And I think Coach Jones would tell you that as Franklin missed them both. But an offensive rebound by Spear will keep the possession alive. Spear, cross court, Patterson. Went down to the floor with it, lucky not to get a travel, but the Aggies will end up turning it over as Corbin tried to fire it off to C.J. Franklin.
Got to get a stop here. Can't let it get to one or even.
In the corner to Stubbs, who has a three in this one. He'll force his way through the paint, but he missed a shot. Great defense by the Aggies and a jump ball. O'Neal controlled it, but it'll be Briarwood basketball as Thompson was able to tie him up. Boy, the Aggies outsized a lot with this lineup on the floor with Robertson and Canal. On the floor for Briarwood. They'll get it into Robertson, who got an easy one to go around Eric O'Neal. Eric 6'1", Robertson 6'7", and they made his play. They took advantage of the matchup.
Struggle a little bit there. We had an identity in the corner. Tried to step a guy out, left the block completely open.
Had Crow open in the corner, but O'Neal threw it out of bounds. Here comes Jordan Roberson. Here's the spark the Aggies needed to start the second quarter. He'll come in for the final 2 minutes after the next dead ball. Beers, Robertson, CJ knocked it out of his hands, and he's the one to pick it up. Now it's Patterson on the run on the other side. Franklin right wing at the top of the key. It's Crow who has a three ball in this one, but the Aggies will slow it down with a minute 50 to go. CJ feeds it, Spear fouled, and shakes in the tough shot. Josh Spear able to finish, and he'll go to the line for another.
Absolutely. We're at the critical point right here at the end of the half looking for something, a big play at either end, and here we go. Here we are. And one. Let's see if we can go up four.
Spear free throw good. Well, he's made his last two as Josh, and it's 30-26. Well, one thing about this game is they're letting them play. You got a little hand fighting going on, but there hasn't been a quick whistle by any means.
This is the ideal area game. Two teams that are playing well, going after each other, trying to take their claim.
The Aggies take away the screen and roll, but it's Witherington picking up after a loose basketball. Try to get the shot to go around. Crow, we couldn't get the rebound. Good defense from Crow, and now he's fouled. And a hole before the shot. It's just the fourth foul on the Aggies. Well, Witherington just kind of using that body, able to clear some space, and kind of a funky hop off the rim allowed him to get an offensive board.
I'm a little surprised they put Witherington back into the game with under 2 minutes left. Could pick up that third foul. See if the Aggies take advantage and attack him.
Mears, good handler of the basketball, and they'll get a foul on C.J. Franklin. Boy, Mears, he hops, skips, and jumps so much, you don't know what he's going to do, and he got the Aggies leaning into him there.
I tell you what, he's a very nice, very fundamental, can handle the ball, he's got a quick first step, can do multiple things once he's in the air. Yeah, knocks down the first free throw.
That's CJ's third foul. CJ just, I think that both of those last two fouls were on Franklin. 30-28. Roberson back in.
They extended the zone defense here. Top guys running all over.
Spear. Now Roberson on the wing.
Move it. Attack the gap.
To Patterson for three. Boy, Patterson, tough miss. O'Neal put back, though. Good. Well, Eric O'Neal He's going to give you the effort, and you see it there with the offensive board put back. Aggies back up 32-28.
45 seconds left. See if the Aggies can hold it here.
Thompson to Witherington. Has had a tough time with Crow. This time on the roll to the bucket and a foul by Patterson. Yeah, Crow's got to stay with him there, and I think that's what Corbin was telling him.
Yeah, that's tough action, trying to defend it. Are we going to switch it? Are we going to hedge? What's going to happen? Good execution by the Lions.
That's Corbin's second foul. Witherington on the free throw, no good. Well, we've missed our share of free throws. They have, too. Vanderhorn in for Briarwood.
37 seconds left in the second quarter.
Witherington got a friendly roll on the second. And what the Aggies choose to do, you can hold for the final shot. They'll get it to Roberson in the front court. Well, we might have gotten away with a walk. Roberson, left side with 25 seconds to go. Inside to Crow. O'Neal down in the corner. Baseball pass cross court to Patterson. Now the Aggies will reset with 18 seconds to go.
Holding for one. Up three. 15 seconds.
Roberson has been the guy here in the first half. And now Coach Jones says attack. Roberson picked up his dribble. Gives it off to Spear with five. Josh spinning. And then what happened? They'll get it with a hook.
I think they got him with a hook.
An offensive foul on Josh. Use that left arm to get around Witherington.
Aggies up three, 3.4 seconds left. Extending the defense.
Mears, the heave at the buzzer, no good. And we'll go to the locker room with a three-point lead. After 16 minutes, Sylacauga 32, Briarwood 29. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
It's Michael Brandon here from Radio Alabama. You know, we do the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards every year, and consistently, Toyota of Sylacauga has won the best place to buy a new car for several years running, and also the best car salesperson with Alice Ricks. So there's a reason why that they are voted the best every year. Find out for yourself. Head over to Toyota of Sylacauga on Highway 280 and see what it's all about. And check out their inventory online anytime at toyotaofsylacauga.com. They're worth the drive, and they'll prove it.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Todd Malone, the athletic trainer for the basketball team, sitting over here to our right, taking care of us all season long. I want to thank Todd and his partnership on the Aggie Sports Network. Well, I tell you, it's my eighth year. I think Todd's been on with us for 8 years in a row, so we want to thank Todd for his sponsorship. Been the pregame, postgame, halftime sponsor for 8 years, and he said he's not giving it up. 32-29, your score at the break. Jeremy Law, Tom Osborne with you here courtside. Boy, tough physical first half. You've seen made shots. You've seen some good play. You've seen some bad play. Kind of everything you want in a high school basketball game.
I think it's everything that we expected, right? Two great teams battling it out, still trying to find a true identity. They both have some great aspects, attacking the glass. What we're struggling with right now is knocking down shots, right? And both teams are struggling a little bit from the free throw line. But I tell you what, and I've always preached this, Jeremy, and that's rebounding wins championships. And I tell you what, the Aggies own the glass. That's the only thing that's holding us up right now. We're still struggling defending the pick and roll. Right? We're not making, let's be honest, we're probably shooting 30% from the floor, 50% from the free throw line.
Right.
Right? So it's the rebounding that's keeping us in the game. The defense is being active, good active hands, kind of rushing them a little bit in what they're doing. But, I tell you, this is exactly what I was looking for tonight.
Jordan Roberson leads the scoring for the Aggies with 12 points. C.J. Franklin with three fouls. Let's first talk about Jordan Roberson. How do they keep him going here? You know, he has 12, but he had eight in a row, probably, I think, late in the first, early second, so four outside of that. How do they keep Jordan Roberson going in this game?
Well, I tell you what happened. Almost every time that he did that, Jeremy, the ball had moved to the corner and came back out to him, and he attacked the gap. That's exactly what you have to do against a zone defense. You have to attack gaps, and good things happen. Right, make the defense make a mistake. We talk about that all the time. So you get the ball to the corner, the defense is shifting, they're turning their back to the outside perimeter guys, kick it back out, that guy's going to dribble attack, and that defender's either going to step up and stop it, and he's going to drop it off to a post player, or he's going to keep going to the glass.
Yeah, you mentioned when Garrett Witherington checked back in with two fouls, it was dicey. You never want to pick up that third foul in the first half, but C.J. Franklin had one foul, then picked up two fouls in 5 seconds. He's going to play with three. How does that affect the way that they play C.J. down the stretch in this one?
Well, I'll tell you, we're struggling with the dribble penetration. We're struggling to stop it. We're getting a little bit too handsy, so we've got to be smarter, right? So we've got to make sure that we don't allow them the inside gap. And so what I mean by that, we can't let them into the paint. You keep them out of the paint, and you put yourself in that position, stop reaching, stop chasing guys, and make them play on the outside of the paint. Almost all their points have come inside the paint. They really haven't done a ton on the perimeter. So we've got to make sure that we're blocking the paint, own the house, and keep them out of paint.
If you ask Coach Jones preseason where they would struggle, he would say size. They have one guy over 6'2". That's Aiden Crow. You got Corbin around 6'2". You got CJ at 6 feet. Josh Spear around 6'6". It's going to be a battle because Aiden Crow has been holding his way up inside. But, man, when they have those two twin towers on the floor with Robertson and Witherington, or even number 22, Sam Canal, Aiden Crow needs some help. Witherington was able to get some things going there in the second quarter. Robertson has a few points. They're going to need some help in the size department, or at least a guy to play bigger than they are.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And what I always, when I was coaching, I was always talking about, if you're playing man-to-man, a good man-to-man is going to look like a zone defense. A good zone defense is going to look like a man-to-man. And I think both teams have that identity. I think Briarwood, their zone defense looks like man-to-man when they're guarding the ball. Our defense has tendency to look like five guys guarding each other, and I don't know that we're helping well enough. The wing pick and roll with the bigs is tough for us to stop because they dribble attack really well from the wings, or they drop it off if there's a switch. So we've got to do a better job with the ball screen on the wing.
They've been able to keep Mears from the bucket. He's a guy that attacks it very well. Stubbs with a three, Thompson with a three. But outside of that, I mean, Silicaga, they've played pretty well. If you told me that you were only give up 29 points at a half against this Briarwood club that shoots the three ball as well as they do, you feel pretty good. But you mentioned it coming up empty at the free throw line, really haunting Silicaga right now. You feel like you could be up 37, 38, 29 at this point.
Absolutely. And I was just thinking, you know what? We're talking about some of the things that we're struggling with, but I tell you what, that's a good team we're playing.
Absolutely. All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Second half when we come back. Again, your score at the break, 32-29. Good guys lead it here at halftime.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Silicaga, Childersburg, home of the Silicaga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Marble City Plumbing serves Silicaga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
This is Silicaga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics.
Start of the third quarter.
Lions are back out in zone defense. A little 1-3-1 action here. Aggies move the ball around the perimeter. 2-1-2 set. Ball kicked back out to Jordan. Off the referee, out of bounds, Aggies. Aggies possession. Jordan inbounds to Corbin. Corbin up the left side. Into the corner for Aiden Crow. Inside Josh. Back outside to Jordan. Ball comes through. Out of bounds to Briarwood. 7:35. First possession in the second half. Aggies turn the ball over. Dribble penetration all the way to the goal for Mears. Rebounded by Crow. Outlet to Corbin. Corbin's bringing the ball back down the left side. Ball kicked over. Jordan on the right wing. Dribble penetration to the elbow, pick up, and knocks it down. Two.
There we go. Roberson getting back into the scoring column. Apologizing for some little technical difficulties right here.
Ball back into the block, into the big guy. Gave up an offensive board. Kick back out for a three. Perfect time for that opportunity.
Stubbs, no good on the three. Witherington with an offensive rebound.
Another kick out three. Aggies fighting over the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Briarwood.
Hey, get rebound.
6:47 in the third quarter. 34-29. Aggies out of bounds underneath for Briarwood. Aggies in 2-3 zone.
Basketball down in the corner. to Thompson. Inside Witherington, guarded by Roberson, and that's a battle we're not going to win. 6:37 to go in the third quarter. 34-31. Roberson, right key, over to Patterson. Into the corner to Crow. Crow driving the baseline. He'll stop, float, give it off to Josh, and Josh is good.
Great execution. Dribble penetration on the baseline, make the defender make a decision, knock it down right in the paint. Aggies in their aggressive man-to-man half court. Ball's inside to Witherington. Kept him at bay. Aggies rebound on the missed shot. Corbin in the left corner. Back out top. Dribble attack left wing. Aiden Crow in the corner. Attacks baseline. Kick back out. Corbin up for three and good.
A three ball for Corbin Patterson. 39-31. The start the Aggies wanted here in the second half as it's Mears and a quick timeout.
Yes.
Coach Mears for Briarwood calls it. We'll take 1-2. 39-31. Aggies with the lead.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
.545 left in the third. 39-31 Aggies.
Briarwood ball. Aggies in their man, half court man to man. Corbin picks up half court.
Mears.
Little dribble weave action.
The right wing Witherington. Witherington at the top. Gives it off to Thompson. Thompson stepping inside of the arc. Wanted to feed it to Witherington, but he wasn't there. He didn't roll with him, but he's able to get it back for himself. Mears, crossover, trying to work on Corbin. Good cut off from Patterson, but Mears just makes a tough shot. Sometimes you got to tip the cap.
Absolutely. Jock did a great job on that wing pick and roll. Kind of left the offense in no man's land.
Patterson
recovered.
Got hit across the arms, no whistle. Skips it inside. Crow, finger roll, good underneath the bucket.
There we are again. Attacking gaps. Make the defender step up. Drop it off to a guy cutting baseline for a layup.
41-33. Aggies by 8. Witherington fouled. And who'd they get it on? I think it's on Corbin Patterson. That's his third foul.
Getting a little creative. That's the most action I've seen coming up on the weak side to get Witherington a ball screen up high to let him run the whole lane line.
Robertson has checked in. Witherington has checked out. Stubbs to Mears, one guarding one. He's got Crow out on him. Mears, left hand, no. Eric O'Neill goes way up to grab the board and gives it off to Harrell. Aggies running the other direction in his game. Kicks it back off O'Neill. O'Neill hit from behind, rises and fires. Does Eric miss the shot?
Continuing to attack. Continuing attack. That's good for us.
In the corner for three, no good. Rebound, tap, tap. It's down on the floor, and it's last touch by Harrell out of bounds.
Out of bounds underneath Briarwood. Aggies man to man. Little screen to screener action.
Inbounding Mears, trying to get it to Canales.
Here we
take
go.
It away. Aggies in a 2-on-1. O'Neill, layup, got it. Oh, it rolled all the way around the rim, but it dropped through. Good guys by 10.
43-33, 4 minutes left. Third quarter.
Oh, it's a weak foul. Mears driving. Did they get it on the shot?
Oh, that's a tough challenge, but that's, again, what we were talking about at halftime. You got to keep them out of the paint, right? Put your back to the paint and make sure that everything happens outside of that.
We've seen a lot of contact in this ball game, and for that to send Mears to the stripe,
It must be that end, Jeremy, because free throws at that end are limited.
Mears misses the first of two. Aggies by 10, 43-33.
He's engaged.
As Mears hits the second. Aggies by three possessions, 43-34. Now under four to go in the third period. O'Neal wants a three. Eric lines it up. No good. Boy, Eric wide open. Doesn't miss many like that.
Just not sure that that was the best decision at that time, though.
Mears again goes underneath the bucket. Great box out by Spear, able to clear the rebound.
Here we go, running the floor in transition.
Harold.
Aiden needs to be big. Spear. Josh steps in.
Josh, shot was off. Crow had the rebound but lost it. And here we go on the other side. Little reverse for Thompson. Good. Boy, back and forth they go in this one. The Aggies lead down to seven.
Aggies need a good possession here, walking up the floor, making sure they get the possession that they're looking for. Good play call from Coach Jones. Harrell in the corner.
Harrell was doubled, and the defensive pressure forces a turnover. Mears underneath, and they'll take it away with a charge. Jordan Roberson continues a great night and takes a bucket off the board.
C.J. Franklin checking in the game for Harrell.
And that's where you about the point of the game where you'd expect CJ to check in with three fouls. See what we could do. We made that run without Franklin on the floor. Now can we capitalize with maybe the most athletic Aggie checking back into the lineup?
Lions extending the defense a little bit more, a little token pressure. Jordan brings it across half court.
Roberson taking a screen, and that's an easy call. Boy, Josh was set, and then he moved. That's what Jordan Roberson's telling him. Hey, man, just let me get around you before you start moving.
Absolutely.
43-36. Mears hopping into the front court. Robertson, 18 feet from the bucket right side. They try to get it to Witherington, but it's Jordan Roberson picking off the pass. Jordan going down the lane. Got underneath Robertson and missed the shot. Boy, a feed for Crow, but then they walked. Well, I thought everybody in the gym figured Roberson, who's probably the best assist guy on the floor, was going to dish that one to Aiden, and instead took it himself.
Not real pretty for either team right now, Jeremy. Let's see if we can get in some execution here. 2-1-2 set against the 2-3 zone.
CJ driving, kicking. O'Neal now in the corner for Crow. A contested three. Aiden got it.
I think he banked that in.
Back up by 10. Crow, his second tray ball of the night.
They don't ask how it goes in, Jeremy. They just want to know if it went in or not.
Mears answers right back. Just the toughest shot from Mears. Then it's back down to 7.
Extended defense again. Aggies walking it past half court.
Roberson with a little jab step trying to clear space on Thompson. Got a screen from Roberson, and then they'll say Jordan carried, and we turn it over.
That's a tough call. Tough call. Aggies back man-to-man. Lions bring the ball half court.
Caldwell on the floor. He gathers the basketball. Jones right wing. Cut off by O'Neal. Witherington going down low. Threw it away. Witherington trying to give it back to Jones, and he went the wrong way. And the Aggies will get it. 5 on the floor for the Aggies, brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. Roberson, Franklin, O'Neal, Crow, and Josh Spear. They're starting 5 on the floor for the Aggies here late in the second quarter. Third quarter. And Roberson traveled. Back-to-back turnovers for Jordan.
Unforced turnover there. That's tough.
A minute 28 to go in the third quarter.
That's an unforced turnover.
46-39.
Aggies back in man-to-man.
Mears again, deep two, no good. Eric O'Neal again elevates and grabs a rebound. CJ pushes it ahead. Eric, wide open, right wing, three. Eric, good! Back up by 10 are the Aggies.
Big rebound, three in transition. That's Aggie basketball.
Witherington stuck with it. Gives it off to Jones in a moving screen. He gave it away, but he threw that little hip out, and it's going the other way.
That'll be his third personal foul. It'll be the
What chance to get this one above 10, Tom, with 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. I want to thank everybody for listening and watching the Aggie Sports Network. We appreciate your support. We're trying to give you as many games as we've ever done this year, and we're well on pace for it.
Lions back in their traditional 2-3 zone. Extended out a little bit. Aggies 2-1-2. Ball kicked to the corner. O'Neal back out top to Franklin. Across to Jordan. Over to Aiden. Missed three.
That's not one Coach Jones is going to like. Side of the backboard. Mears, runner, no. Robertson got raked across the arms on the putback. And with 28 seconds to go in the third, Robertson is going to the strike.
That's a tough one for us to give up. We ran underneath the rim instead of stepping back to get the rebound. Can't give up those easy ones.
You felt like the Aggies were one pass away on the other end from getting a wide open shot.
Yeah, it's a traditional thing where a coach says, one more pass. I think we rotated the ball extremely well around the perimeter, and I think the open man was actually Josh in the middle of the paint as that defender on the weak side stepped out.
First free throw, no, from Robertson. Would be a gift for him to miss both. He hits the second. Should have been a foul in the backcourt. O'Neal makes the catch. Thought about a step back three. Now the Aggies will set it up for one final shot here in the third with Jordan Roberson. Working on Mears, well out beyond the arc. Roberson going right side of the floor. Fall away, two, no. Spear had the rebound with seven, with six. Now it's Briarwood the other direction. Mears, tough one, rattles home with 2 seconds to go. And that is how the quarter will end. The Aggies 10-point lead, now down to seven as we enter the final frame. We'll go fourth quarter. Your score, 49-42. Aggies on top.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most... from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Bait and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
We want to thank Dr. Eller for bringing such a fine man like Tom Osborne to the Marble City. Thanks, Tom, for working with us tonight.
Appreciate it. This has been a fun opportunity. I do have to give a quick shout-out to my guy back in Illinois. My son Carson's watching, catches all the Aggies games on Aggie Sports Network. Appreciate you, bud. Love you. Thanks for watching.
Well, there you go. Nationwide. 49-42, boy. Would be big to close out these final 8 minutes.
Aggies back man-to-man.
Canal handed it off Thompson. Stops right elbow, spinning inside to Robertson. O'Neal goes hands up. Thompson underneath the bucket. Kickoff Jones. The lefty fires a left wing three. Way too strong. And O'Neal goes up high and gets another board. C.J. Franklin going to push it ahead. He'll spin on the far side of the floor. Keeps it out beyond the arc. C.J. driving, shooting. Missed a tough shot. Put back. No. Could have got a whistle. But another offensive board. It's Josh Spear. Turnaround. Fall away. No.
The rim has been unkind.
That side of the floor had been great too. It's Mears hops into a three and knocks it down. And it's a four-point ball game, 49-45. CJ in the front court to Spear. Spear getting around Robertson, got him in the air, and hits the shot.
Attack the rim.
Boy. Josh Spear giving up 7 or 8 inches to Robertson, able to get a big shot to go. Canal, another lefty three from the left side. No, Eric O'Neal, another big-time board.
Aggies in transition.
On the left side, Aiden stopping, looking up. J. Josh clearing space down on the low block. Gets it off to O'Neill, now does Crow, as Eric's working out in between the rings. From the top of the key, Eric spinning, right elbow, stopping. Got to get rid of it. He does. He finds CJ in front of us at the scoring table. Now CJ with a blow by inside. Josh off the window again. Spear with four in a row.
Attack the paint, make the defense, make a decision, drop it off to the open man. Basic basketball.
Josh Spear can be so good for you. 53-45 Aggie, 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. Jones, jab step, thought about a three. Instead, now he'll put his dribble down. Going through the paint, Jones missed the shot. Great defense by the Aggies and a rebound by Crow, pushing ahead of CJ. Franklin stopping, left wing over to O'Neill. Eric driving, Eric finishing with the reverse and a timeout called by Briarwood. What a run for the Aggies.
Aggies, 55. 45, 5:49 left.
55-45. You see if we get a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Aggies by 10. Under 6 to go, fourth quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the Wright tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Aggie Sports Network driven by Wright Tire and Service. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga. 5:49 to go, Tom. Aggies by 10. How do they hold on to this lead?
Well, I'll tell you what. Teams like this, you have to make a statement the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. So we've got to keep, number one, the Mears kid out of the paint. Keep him from knocking down shots. Keep doing what we're doing, attacking the glass, making the defender make a decision, and keep rebounding.
Oh, what a play from CJ. Was falling away after the rebound, threw it off Witherington out of bounds. CJ, big for him not to pick up another foul there in the third. He's playing with three now.
Lions who extended their defense full court.
Crow driving. Crow laying it in. Boy, the window runs have been there in the last 2 minutes.
I'll tell you, it works. You just got to keep attacking.
Mears fouled and one, and that's what he can do.
He's tough.
He can finish with both hands on either side of the rim, gets the layup to drop, and takes the foul. And they got the foul on Jordan Roberson.
We really don't want to get in that position where we're just merely trading buckets. You know, it's at a point now where we've got to continue to attack, but we've got to get a stop. Can't give up any rebounds. We definitely have to get a stop. Make a statement defensively here with 5 minutes left.
That's three on Jordan. Not coming off the floor with three fouls here. He missed the free throw. And they
caught him with a hook.
Yeah, they got him.
Got him with a hook.
Second time for Spear in this one. Coach Jones will take a timeout, calls for a 30. Aggies by 10, 5:12 to go. You feel good where you're at, but this is a Briarwood. We talked about it earlier, it's a Briarwood team. They could score in bunches. They could put a little run together quickly. 10 points for this ball club. It's just a couple possessions down the floor.
Absolutely. Right now, it's a point where we've got to get a stop. We can't play not to lose right now. We've got to continue to attack the glass, take open shots as we draw defenders and drop the ball off. But defensively, we've got to keep them out of the paint, and we've got to rebound.
Well, the good news is you don't have to be in a hurry. You can wait till you get a good shot. And I think that's something that Coach Jones might change about Tuesday night. You had a 20-point lead in the area game. Not that you continued to be aggressive, that's fine, but maybe got a little out of control there late in the third quarter and let Clay Central back in it. Now up by 10. You play a little free, but make sure you're not giving them the ball back too quick when you don't get a great look.
The difference between Tuesday night and tonight is we were taking too many perimeter shots on Tuesday night. Tonight we're really attacking the glass, and you can be a little more free if you're attacking the glass.
Thompson dribbling left to right across the floor. Jones at the top. Pushed off with the right arm, no whistle. They'll get it to Robertson down low, and it's knocked away by Josh Spear.
57-47, 5:01 left here in the fourth. Great battle on a cold night here in Silicaga.
School's out for you guys tomorrow, so there you go.
It is indeed. What better way to celebrate the night before?
Mears open three, and he makes his pay. Can't let it happen. Got to answer. 57-50, Aggies with the lead.
Really need to pay attention where Mears is at. Here they are in their 1-2-2. Changing things up a little bit, starting to extend the defense. Leave the middle open for Josh. Kicks out.
Here we go. The Aggies got to be patient with it here. Spear makes the catch, free throw line. Stops, gives back off to Roberson. Let's get him out of position.
Absolutely. Make them make a mistake. That's the key. Make them make a mistake.
Josh wasn't looking for the pass.
He wasn't able
to get it back. Roberson, free throw line. Jumper got fouled, and he'll go to the stripe. Well, that's not a great shot selection. He got bailed out with a foul. Not that it wasn't a foul, but, man.
That is not what Coach Jones was looking for in that set.
I tell you,
Jordan's had the hot hand tonight, right? He's been the guy, but Coach Jones let him know, not quite sure that that was what we wanted right there, son. Stop up. Let's knock this down.
There's no shot clock. Really no reason to take a contested 15-foot jumper from the free throw line with a 6'7" and a 6'5" guy in your faces. But he does make the first free throw. As Corbin Patterson will check in for the Aggies. He'll come in for Jordan if he's able to hit this free throw from the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line. Getting a lot of compliments for Tom Osborne.
This is my first time, but I tell you what, being a basketball junkie, I live this, right? Done it for 20-some years, and I tell you what, I couldn't be happier.
Listen, you keep on, you'll end up on a very, very small payroll. Large payroll, not a lot of money being paid. Here we go, 59-50. Down the lane, and a foul on Crow. Got him on the arm. It wasn't a hard foul, but I think it was a foul, and that'll send Stubbs to the stripe.
I think they could have pulled a school bus into the lane right there, Jeremy. It was completely open. Aggies kind of failed themselves right there.
Aggies just looking for maybe a couple stops and a couple buckets to get this one back at 10-plus with around 4 minutes to go. There's 4:10 left in the ball game. Aggies by 8. Stubbs misses the second, but an offensive rebound. Robertson put up, no good.
Good rebound by Josh again. Aggies owning the glass.
Chance to go back up by 10, and there's a hard foul by Mears running into Patterson. That's only the second foul on Briarwood. And that's only the second foul by Mears. So
the Lions have it in them. They're going to get after it right here the last 4 minutes of the game. They're going to get up into you. They're going to play hard.
You know, they're not really worried about these fouls either. You definitely don't want to go down to the final 2 minutes and you got to commit four fouls. So they're kind of taking them here thinking that they may be down a couple possessions.
Sound like you've coached, Jeremy. That's exactly the thought process right now.
They fouled CJ there, no whistle. It's Crow down in the corner. Here's Aiden circling back around to the top. Good spin move for Crow, wearing the number one tonight in white. It's Franklin stopping, turning, shooting. Didn't get the shot to go. No. Offensive rebound, Spear. He'll clear space. Josh able to finish over the 6'7" Robertson, and the Aggies back up by double digits.
I don't care how tall they say Josh is. He plays so much bigger.
Mears missed that one. Boy, he's hit it a few times tonight. And CJ going to run it up. Over to Crow, left wing, as Coach Jones says, slow it down. 3:15 to go with CJ. The runner, no good. Boy, it went all the way down and popped out.
That's still a good look, attacking the glass.
Canal for three. It's good. And a timeout, Briarwood. 61-54, full timeout. So we'll take one as well. Aggies by 7 with 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pine Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards balances.
and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Marble City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
This is Coach Chris Smelling, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. 61-54 Aggies in time in the break. Kind of talk, you know, you come down here, you take a shot that, you know, C.J. Franklin can make. It wasn't a high percentage shot, but, you know, can dribble some time out. Briarwood comes back down and knocks down a three on the other end.
Execution's going to be critical. Again, like I said, Briarwood's going to start to put a little more pressure defense on, trying to make us make mistakes.
Crow driving, gives it off to Spear. He'll spin. Josh kicks off O'Neal in the corner. Patterson for three. Corbin, bottom!
Aggies back by 10.
That's a big shot.
Just when we needed it.
Mears blocked by Patterson. Mears got it back. He'll spin. He'll shoot. This one no good. The Aggies got away with a foul there. Crow threw it nearly away as it's Patterson working the backcourt. We get it front court with Aiden. He dribbles to the far side of the floor. Now it's Crow stopping, giving off to Spear. Spear spinning. Hey, let's slow it down, Aggies. You got 2 minutes to go and you're up by 10. 2:17 to be exact as Patterson picked up his dribble and he got fouled. Mears hit him across the arms. Coach Joel Jones a little frustrated. You got a great ball handler in Patterson, and you would never want to see a guy pick up his dribble.
Absolutely. Especially Mears got quick hands. He's going to be their toughest defender. He's really aggressive. Really can't put yourself in that position, especially in the corner of the half court. Lions with great defensive pressure on the inbound.
Aggies got a timeout before what might have been a turnover. Good timeout from Coach Jones.
We saw that early in the first half on every inbound where their defense had a chance to set up, that we struggled getting the ball inbounds. We've got to have a little bit better execution on something as basic as entering the ball.
A 30-second timeout. We got a classic here. I understand there's a classic on ESPN ABC right now as well. So able to watch both. A little 24-24 action in the college football playoff.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Jay Law.
Notre Dame guy? Or
believe it or not, at the beginning of the playoffs, I picked Notre Dame and Ohio State and Ohio State to win the whole thing. And I believe right now that they're the two teams.
We'll see how this one shakes out.
And that's not my Midwestern roots. That's just that's...
They got Big Ten country over here. The Aggies have to get it in here. It's O'Neal finding C.J. Franklin in the backcourt, leading by 10. Aggies with 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter. It's C.J. crossing midcourt.
Hand checked by Mears.
Got hand checked by Mears. His third foul, and this will be the Aggies shooting two. Be a great time for C.J. to turn his free throw shooting woes around and get us up by 11 or 12.
Why not now? Why not now?
Aggies in the Marble City uniforms tonight. White unis trimmed in black, Marble City in red as CJ hits the first. If the Aggies win this ball game, you're going to have a tough time picking out the star physical therapy, star player of the game. That is one of the duties of the color analyst.
You can't tell me with 2 minutes left in the game, J-Law.
Well, I mean, you got the books right near you. Sometimes you could just go with points, but
yeah.
Well, I think Josh Spear could be worthy. Jordan Roberson's second quarter performance could be worthy. The way Aiden Crow is defended in this game could be worthy, but a 66-54 as CJ makes them both. Mears got fouled. He'll not go to the – well, they did get this on the shot. Excuse me. He'll go to the line for two.
He's tough. He's fast, handles the ball well, and he's acrobatic.
As a basketball guy, how do you feel about guys running through the paint? Yeah, he might get a shot, but he's got his head down. I mean,
I'm not a fan. I don't bail him out. As a referee, I wouldn't bail him out. And I think a couple times, but that's how Mears plays the game, right? And he's going to get those calls.
And he hit the first free throw. Minute 58 to go. Roberson will check back in. Yeah, see, I'm not a huge fan. If you're going in with the head down, not looking at the rim, pre-contact, I'm not bailing you out. But
yeah, I wouldn't bail you out. I'm a huge fan of tacking the rim.
Oh, the Aggies almost turned it over.
Well, here's what happens. The gap is so far apart, we've got to shorten that distance. We've got to make sure that we're half on the same side of the court.
The Aggies beat the pressure. We got a minute 48 to go. We can slow it down. Mears went 1-for-2 at the stripe, then a reach foul on Canal will send CJ back to the stripe with a minute 44 to go.
Going to have to knock some free throws down here the last 2 minutes.
And it's crazy to think that if you're looking at the five that are on the floor, CJ's probably on the scouting report of the one he'd want to foul right now, but he hit those last two.
Absolutely.
And he's hit three in a row.
Players step up. Crunch time.
If the Aggies do indeed win, we'll also have a quick interview post-game with Coach Joel Jones. 67-55 with a minute 44 left on the clock. CJ made his last four. He was 0-for before this, I think, and then has made his last four free throws. 68-55. Good guys by 13. Mears off the screen for three. Well short, long rebound. Ended up out of bounds. Yeah, Mears was standing on the baseline when he touched it.
Man, I tell you what, though. Mears brought the ball down, dropped it off to the guy at the high post, got the ball back, shot it, and was the guy that rebounded the ball out of bounds. I mean, he's all over the place right now.
They fouled Roberson. They got Thompson with the foul.
I mean, really, they're managing the game. Briarwood's managing the game the way I would right now. We haven't shot the ball exceptionally well from the free throw line. There's a minute and a half left, 13 points. Guys are getting a break using some fouls. He's rotating enough guys in to go ahead and execute that plan.
Roberson at the stripe. Up and good. Listen, the Aggies are going to most likely break the 70-point mark in this ball game in a game where they didn't shoot it particularly well from the stripe.
But when it counted. Late in the game, we're knocking it down.
Credit offensive rebounding. They've had a lot of second chance opportunities, and boy, we thought the size, if there was a game this year where size was an issue, would give us fits, we thought it might be tonight. But Aiden Crow and Josh Spear, they've played like 6'7" or 6'8"ers.
Absolutely.
Jones, step back, three, air ball, and it ends up out of bounds on the baseline. And when does Briarwood wave the white flag? They're down by 15 with 81 seconds remaining.
Full court press, man to man.
Jordan trapped on the sideline, gets it off to CJ. CJ is fouled, and he'll go back to the stripe with a minute 16 to play.
Here's what we've done really well. We know they're going to foul, but we've managed to take care of the basketball. We haven't gotten frustrated. We haven't gotten too quick with it. We've remained calm, under control, and let them foul us, go knock some free throws.
Been able to talk to a few coaches around this area about this team. They say nobody handles the ball in crunch time as well as these guys do. I mean, think of all the turnovers they've had all night. When Briarwood's been bringing this pressure for the last 2.5 minutes of the game, no turnovers for the Aggies.
Absolutely. That's key. That's key.
71-55. CJ's now made
five in a row, six in a row
from the free throw line. He's putting icing on this cake. The Aggies looking to get to 2-0 in area play. Rebound, O'Neal. Didn't finish on the putback as it's tapped around, and Mears will get it. Mears working the other way. Kicks it into the corner. Jones, step back. Three. It's good. And a timeout called by the Lions, and that cuts the Aggie lead to 13 points. 101 to go. Aggies lead at 71-58. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. And by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Final 60 seconds here at home against Briarwood. CJ runs the baseline, triggers it into Jordan. Jordan beats the pressure down the floor, weaving in and out. He's fouled from behind. And this foul should about do it with a 13-point lead. Jordan Roberson to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
Blue number 12, that's his second personal foul. That puts Roberson to the line.
Almost over dribbled on that one. Right, we had some guys open. He had three or four defenders all around him. That's the first time that I felt like we were a little bit out of control here the last 2 minutes.
Roberson buries the first free throw. So big to win these first two area matchups, especially when you get them at home. Coach Jones told us that earlier this week in our Coosa Valley Medical Center one-on-one interview. You feel like you need to win these. Two big ones next week, Shelby County and Clay Central on the road. They don't play Briarwood again until, I think, as I have the schedule in front of me, Roberson hits the second. They don't play Briarwood again until January 21st. 73-58. And a foul on Silicaga underneath the bucket.
Just because we have a lead, we still got to play solid fundamental basketball on the defensive end.
That'll be his second personal foul. That's going to put Mears to the line.
Love to see us, as Mears knocks down the first, I'd love to see us when we get that lead, make sure that we play just as aggressively on the defensive end, keep people in front of us, and not foul.
Mears makes them both. He's going to finish with a nice stat line tonight. It doesn't look like Briarwood is going to finish in the win column as Mears fouls Crow, and that's Mears' fourth. That's Mears' fifth foul. He is done for the ball game. Well, any chance they had of a comeback without Drew Mears on the floor is probably about over. It's all but final as Aiden Crow will shoot a couple. How about this? We'll interview Coach Jones and we'll let him see, we'll see his opinion on player of the game. Make it a little easier for you.
I like that.
Crow missed the first. Missed them both. Briarwood with it in the front court with 40 seconds to go. Jones stepping back. The Aggies doubled him. Jones now driving and lays it in with the left hand, and a timeout called by Briarwood with 31 seconds to go. 30-second timeout. Let's stay here. It's all semantics at this point. A little timeout here for Briarwood. Listen, you know, we talked about it during the girls' game with Alex. Even if you know you're not going to win, you still get to play the possessions. You still try to get better every single possession. And, you know, systematically, if you know anything about Briarwood, it's more about the next play, the next play, the next play, as opposed to the scoreboards. They're going to finish the game strong, although it might be a little frustrating at 10 o'clock on a Thursday night where there might be snow outside when we walk out these doors. We don't know.
You know what I absolutely love is that Coach Jones is still fired up, wanting his guys to play hard-nosed defense, still getting on them, still coaching them, up 11 with 30 seconds left. I love it.
The Aggies get it in. It'll be C.J. Franklin running it across. They're going to pressure us but not foul.
Fire it
cross court. Roberson back to C.J. with 20 seconds to play. C.J. cutting through the defense, had it poked away from behind. Briarwood running the other direction. Jones for three, side of the rim, no. Put back, up and good for Charlie Caldwell. With 4 seconds to go, the Aggies could have let the clock just run out. And 2.4 left, they'll inbound this one. The buzzer will sound, and the Aggies will get to 16-2 and 2-0 on the year. Briarwood got the steal and the bucket, so your final score is actually going to be under double digits. 73-66. We'll take a break and be back with a Star Physical Therapy post-game show.
Do
you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 73-66. Aggies get the win over Briarwood tonight at home. A big-time area win against a very talented Briarwood team. And more importantly, Aggies still undefeated in area play time.
I tell you what an exciting game, right? I know a lot of people were a little skeptical on making it tonight because of the weather, but those that were able to be here in attendance or those that were able to catch us online, that there was a great high school basketball game for midseason, right? We're just getting started into area play here a little bit, both teams competing. This is going to be a battle again when we see them at their place. But I tell you what, the Aggies continue to do what they need to do, right? They clearly have an identity in how aggressively and how hard they play. They rebound the heck out of the basketball tonight. They definitely won the glass. Even with our shooting not being quite where it was at, knocked free throws down late, took care of the basketball, didn't turn it over. Aggie basketball was on point tonight.
You know, it's always time to give you your Star Physical Therapy, Star Player of the Game in this one. I mean, it's going to be hard not to give it to Jordan Roberson, who finished with 20 tonight for the Aggies.
He was my pick because of what he did for us in the second quarter. That 8-0 run that he took on his own really is what started to separate us out. It was back and forth before then. He kind of took over, took the lead, and then he kind of was that guy that everyone started to look to the rest of the game. So I thought Jordan definitely deserved that opportunity, whether he was scoring or not. But he really got us going with that little run there in the second quarter.
So Jordan Roberson, your Star Physical Therapy Star and Player of the Game, 20 points, clutch free throws down the stretch. And the Aggies get a 73-66 win over a very good Briarwood team and to get to 16-2 on the year, 2-0 in area play. Tom, your final thoughts before we get off the air tonight.
How much fun are we to watch?
Tons.
Right? You know what I mean? We don't have to be shooting well. We don't have to be playing great because we're going to battle every possession. And if we're not, Coach Jones is going to let them know, or he's going to get the right five guys in there to do it. So if we continue to play together as a team, they continue to come out and work hard, and don't worry about what the other team's doing. Let's do what we do, and if we do that well, we're going to be tough down the stretch. This is a fun group to watch, and I tell you what, if you're just catching Aggie basketball for the first time this year, I tell you what, it's addictive. You're going to be coming back for more.
All right, from Jeremy Law and Tom Osborne. Again, your final score, 73-66. Aggies get the win over Briarwood. We'll see you next Tuesday as the Aggies travel to Shelby County. It's been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.